Now, there's one thing worse than sitting the Year 12 exam, and that's living with someone who's doing the Year 12 exam. If the atmosphere is pretty tense at your place, then we have a few ideas this morning to take the pressure off. How to help your teenager manage exam stress. But do you remember how it felt when you were going through the Year 12 exams? I have a very vague memory. You think, what if I don't get the score I need? What happens then? Is this my make or break moment? Of course, it's not the be all and end all, but that's how it feels at the time. I'm joined by Claire Salomon and Jonathan Nicholas. Claire's the parent of three children. Her youngest daughter, Roxy, is sitting the first HSC exam today. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you.
And Jonathan Nicholas is the CEO of Reach Out. It's an online youth mental health initiative. Welcome, Jono.
G'day.
Claire, first question for you. A very nervous day. We've caught you, on your way to deliver Roxy to her first exam. You've been here before, though. How is everyone feeling in the family?
I think this morning everyone was a little bit on tender hooks, to be honest. It's a big day, as you said. We've tried to keep things calm at home, given Roxy a good breakfast. We're at school. She's going to be at the exam 20 minutes before it's, or half an hour before it starts. So we're up and ready. She's feeling pretty chilled, I think. We've got a coffee and a chai, and we're sitting in the car having a chat to you.
And I think it's probably the worst thing for someone to say. You should feel stressed. You should feel exam stress if you don't feel it. But Roxy's right there with you, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah. And so her first exam today is English?
It is. Yeah. It's English.
All right.
And it's a two-hour exam.
Yeah. Roxy, are we able to have a word to Roxy? Roxy,
Yeah, for sure.
How are you feeling? Give us a sense of what's going through your mind.
I'm feeling quite nervous, not going to lie, but I think that's only natural. I mean, up until now, I haven't felt that nervous. I've been quite calm leading up to this day. I feel like my trials were a lot more stressful. So I was feeling quite calm yesterday and in all my study times, but now I am feeling a bit nervous. But I'm just really excited to get it done with and just to write it. I'm just excited to get it done.
Good. And when is it all over? Let's look towards the end of this trial.
Yeah. My last exam is on the 3rd of November. So then it'll all be done.
And then schoolies, I imagine?
I'm not going on schoolies. Oh. Me and my family, we're going to Mauritius. Good. So that's going to be my schoolies.
Oh, brilliant. Mauritius.
Yeah.
Well, Claire, you've been through this all before. You've got two other children. One's a graduate, I think, and graduated in law or economics. So you've been here before.
Yes, I have been here before, and I actually have to say it does get a bit easier with each one. First time in is very much more stressful. Second time in is less stressful, and I think the third going in is, you know what, you're just going in, you're going to do it, and you're going to be fine. And, yeah, today is the big day for Roxy and my third one, and it'll all be over for me too on the 3rd of December, and I actually can't wait.
Yeah, Mauritius sounds fantastic. Look, we'll come back to you in a minute. But, Jonathan, if I could bring you in here, Jonathan Nicholas, the CEO of Reach Out. Reach Out is aimed at young people, but you've decided to kind of shift the focus in terms of managing that exam stress towards parents. Why have you decided to do that?
As you said, if reachout.com is an online mental health service for young people, but earlier this year we launched reachout.com parents. And that was because we heard from parents themselves that when they're going through a tough time, like young people, they jump online looking for information and support. And the particular focus for us this year is recognizing that young people and parents experience the stress together. And if we can better support parents to support their kids, then it will really help everybody manage what is, for many, quite a difficult time.
What can parents practically do to kind of manage or limit the stress that their young ones might be feeling around this time?
Look, I think the first part of it is that you actually want to get a realistic measure of how stressed people are. You know, I often say to parents that the first question should be, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0, it's a disaster, the world's going to end, and 10 is, I'm so happy I'm about to go to Mauritius. Where do you sit on that scale today? Because if your child is, you know, maybe a bit tense but feeling pretty good, they're a 7, 8, 9 or 10, actually the strategy is to back off. You know, as Claire said, make some breakfast, keep everything calm. If your kid is a 4 and feeling really kind of overwhelmed, then the question can be, what can we do to provide some added support? So just getting a measure is a really easy way to do that. Doing that by numbers is really good. And then the next step is, let's see what practical things that we can do. How do we help get through the next couple of weeks? What are the practical things that we're able to manage? And then, as we've heard there, the third part is making sure everyone knows the supports around them. And this is often the part that parents miss. They focus on what can we do to help, but actually for many young people, online services like Reach Out are critical to just taking those pressures away when they're in the middle of the night and worried about what's going to happen the next day.
Do you feel there's too much? I mean, I would imagine there are a lot of study-related calls and people seeking advice and help around this time. But do you think there's someone kind of outside of the education field, do you think there's too much focus on what happens in the university entrance exams, the Year 12 exams?
Yes, I do. And we know that, for example, Reach Out during this part of the year, we would be experiencing 150,000 extra users just looking at exam stress.
So, and we're 150,000
just during the exam period. So there's really two parts to that. The first is we should recognise this is a cultural thing. It's actually a step from I'm no longer a teenager to I'm an emerging adult. And those cultural moments are always stressful, but should always be recognised and celebrated for what they are. Part of what we've done, though, is we've interviewed through video a huge range of Australians, anyone from the Prime Minister, the opposition leader, soapy stars, sports stars, in a campaign called There's Life After, because what we wanted to show young people was actually this is an important moment in your life, but it is far from a defining moment in your life. And I think it's that difference that parents can help their kids with, saying do the best you can, try really hard, but have a goal in mind. But if it doesn't work out, there's actually four or five other strategies to hit the goals that you want. And often, you know, we hear one semester into university, you didn't actually like economics and you wanted to change to something else. So quite often we give young people that perspective that will happen later on.
So Claire, with your other two children, what kind of advice did you give them? I mean, it's probably the same advice you're giving Roxy and the kind of care that you're treating her with.
Well, that's right, and I think it's exactly correct. I think every child is different and the strategies have to be different according to the personality of the child and gauging where they're at, where their anxiety levels are at too. I think my advice is always just do the best you can do, be the best you can be. You can't be anything else, and that's the encouragement we've always provided to all of our children.
And providing that kind of safe and secure, you know, home environment, which some children just don't have. I think that's key, Jono, to making sure that, you know, your kid does well in the exams. You have to provide, you know, a secure environment for that kind of study.
Absolutely. And it's about recognising that this is and can be a stressful time. But as Claire said, that's not true for all young people.
No.
And we can often build up and young people, one young person said to me, I didn't know I should be stressed up until everyone told me I was. So we can also work to kind of take that pressure down. But really, the major part of this is this stressful experience will roughly go for most young people about 4 to 6 weeks. And actually what parents can do is break that down into daily tasks. So often we're able to manage stress a lot better if we're thinking one day in advance, have we got sleep today? Did we get our study in? Have we had some fun? And if parents can help timetable the next 4 weeks, then often that's a way in which you can have a practical conversation around where are we up to, and rather than seeing this as one monumental task where all the stresses roll into one.
Roxy, are you there?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for making time for us on this, you know, pretty stressful day.
No worries.
What do you think the key has been to your preparation and to the way that, you know, the next couple of weeks are going to play out? What are the things you do to de-stress?
Do you mean just for these next coming weeks or for the whole year?
Just generally, what do you do to de-stress, to manage that kind of, what people might be feeling about now?
Well, me personally, I do a lot of yoga, and that's really helped me with my mindfulness, and that's really helped me to calm down as well. And I also think a really important aspect of the whole year, the whole of Year 12, is to have a balance, to not just overstress and work so hard because then you'll just burn out. So it's really important to also have a good social life and to have a good balance in between. And I feel like for now, my advice would just be that there's not really much more you can do for today's exam. So I feel like you need to just be confident in yourself, and you know what you know and you know what you don't know, so you just need to go in there and try your best.
Indeed. Look, Roxy, best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
For joining us. And Claire, thank you. Thank you also on your way to that first exam. Thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
For being here on Life Matters.
My pleasure.
And Jono, thank you too for all that advice. It's a stressful time. I think the only clear memory I have of my Year 12 exams was someone singing the Simply Red song. If you don't know me by now, you'll never ever know me. And that was the first English exam. Oh my God! Yes, that was a time. Jonathan Nicholas is the youth mental health expert and CEO of Reach Out. It's an online youth mental health website, and we're also joined by Claire Sowerman, who's the parent of three children, and her youngest Roxy, 17, is sitting her first HSC exam today. You're with me, Daniel Browning, filling in for Cassie McCullough here on Life Matters.